Okay. Hello. Welcome to our podcast, and we're gonna talk about bad villain, and we're gonna talk about a villain called Stefan. First, I'm gonna describe Stefan physically. In his human form, he's far from being considered attractive. He was mistreated because of how he looked, but if his physique doesn't match the beauty standard, the way he maintains himself doesn't make it any better. He's dirty, his appearance is very neglected, he simply don't care about it, he don't change his clothes often, he don't wash his hair, and it causes him to stink. He don't wash his teeth either, so he have a bad breath that smell like hell. When he turns into his villain form, he just change his clothes into a rat costume. He can't do it magically, so it can take quite some time. On his costume, he has a shirt with the first letter of Ratman, which is his villain name. He also wears a half-torn cape.
As he didn't have a maternal figure during his childhood, all he wanted was to have a mother who could take care of him and reassure him. He wanted to create the memories of a simple life he never had. He felt like it's something really important that he is missing. He felt like it's a really big deal. It's something really important to finish his personal self. To achieve this journey, he made a pact with the rats he grew up with. He hacked the biggest TV channel and diffused a really simple message. As his friend the rats had the plague, if only one person wouldn't take the role of his mother in a delay of 24 hours, he would order the rats to infect 80% of the Earth population by propagating the plague. After Ratman threatened humanity on live TV, everyone panicked and the world waited to see if he would really spread the plague with his army of rats.
The next day, Ratman's sister was invited onto a TV show. Calm and confident, she explained that Ratman's real name was Stefan and that he had always been ridiculous and desperate for attention. She laughed while saying that he talked to rats, ate food from trash cans, and even slept with a rat plushie called Tazzy on the street. She admitted that their mother loved her more because he has always been weird, and she even added that this was probably why she abandoned him. According to her, Ratman was harmless and only craved attention. But Ratman was secretly watching the interview. Furious, he hacked the TV channel again and announced that the humankind mocked him for the last time. He declared that his rats were already everywhere and that the plague had begun. 3 weeks later, 100% of humanity had been infected and 80% passed away. Ratman finally had everyone's attention.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.